VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Hola mukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 26 kuzibandlela 2018 nguntungamili inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
bazele into leyi bayiqasha kuyenza 2015 bethathela amazalukazi amabili lamazalukazi amaningi kakhulu angatholi ukudla asebenza nzima ebekhuphile bengakwanisi ukuzenzela.
Ukubandlululwa kwabantu ekwabiweni kokudla ngendaba zombusazwe kufike kusiphanga esibi namhla ngemva kokuba amalunga e-MDCT alichumi lane alambileyo ebotshiwe ebubi ku-Ward 4 ngemva kokuhluthuna isaka lerayisi ekade iphiwa abebandla lezanu-PF kuphela.
Bazele into leyi bayiqasha kuyenza 2015 bethathela amazalukazi amabili lamazalukazi amaningi kakhulu angatholi ukudla.
Impilakahle kamongameli we-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai ibikwa isikusimo esibi kakhulu kwele South Africa lapho elatshwa khona. Akwelinye icele ibandla lakhe libe lombuthano wokumthandazela eHarare. Kambe unkosikazi Grace Mkabe engaba engudokotela wezemfundo owamanga na izakhamizi zeHarare zithi kacutshungulwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Ukwabiwa kokudla kukhangelwa ukuthi umuntu usekela liphi ibandla kufike kusiphanga esibi namhla ngemva kokuba amalunga ebandla le-MDCT alichumi lane ebotshiwe ebubi ku-Ward 4 esetheswa icala lokutshontsha ngemva kokuhluthuna isaka lerayisi ebisabelwa abantu kulindawo izolo. Abasekeli be-MDCT laba bathi irayisi le ibimele yabelwe wonke umuntu kodwa ibinikwa amalunga ezanu-PF kuphela. Yikho nje besuke bahluthuna isaka. Amapolisa abakhulule ntambama njalo athi azababiza ngokuya kwesikhathi. Sixoxelo nkosazana Chithekile Khupe omunye wabasolwa laba ngemva kokukhululwa kwakhe.
Bazele into leyi bayiqasha kuyenza 2015 bethathela amazalukazi amabili lamazalukazi amaningi kakhulu angatholi ukudla asebenza nzima ebekhuphile bengakwanisi ukuzenzela kodwa sebezebenza kokuncedwa ngabanye abantu. So sasesivutha amasaka lana sadonsa isaka eli-1 kade singalidonseli ukuthi isaka leliyana silidle besilidonsela ukuthi sibazise ubuhlungu bayomangala indaba leyi ibe sihamba umhlaba wonke bekwazi ukuthi yiyo into abahlala beyenza.
Kuthweseliyahamba njani-ke icala leli?
Icala lethu kuthwelisamelele umember charge umananga Tuesday nedikazathi ndabesizi ngoba sithiye amafoni ekhona ngalo.
Lathatha amabele lerayisi kumbe lathatha irayisi kuphela?
Thina sithethe isaka lerayisi izolo ekuseni mhlaka-25 imota ithe sifonisa amabele bavela batho banyutha abantu abaningi bathi khona antsho lina abanye benu batshontsha irayisi.
Unkosazana Chithekile Khupe ngomunye wabasekeli be-MDCT abake babotshwa namhla ebubi ku-Ward 4 besetheswa icala lokweba isaka lerayisi. Impilakahle kamongameli webandla le-MDCT ibikwa isikusimo esibi kwele South Africa lapho elatshwa khona umkhuhlane wemvukuzane. Iphephandaba le-News Daily lithi uTsvangirai usesehluleka khona ukukhuluma. Lokhu kwenzakala abenhlanganiso ye-MDC Veterans Activists Association kubandla le-MDCT benze umhlangano wokuthandazela uTsvangirai. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Amalunga alenhlanganiso kanye labafundisi abavele kumabandla ehlukeneyo ezokholo lwesiKristu bekhokhelwa ngumfundisi Lawrence Berejena bebecula ingoma zokucela umdala ukuba angenele kwezokugula kukaTsvangirai. Umkhosi lo wenzelwe esigodlweni sebandla eHarvest House. Umfundisi Berejena utshelela umsakazi ukuba bakubone kufanele baqhubele umthandazo ngoba kunguNkulunkulu kuphela olamandla okwelapha nokusilisa abagulayo. UBerejena uthi ngumsebenzi wamakholwa labafundisi ukuthandazela inkokheli elizweni ukuze balandele indlela yeBhayibhili. Wongeze esithi ilizwe likulesi simo nje kungoba iningi yenkokheli kwezokholo iphambuke kumsebenzi wayo wokukhokhela kikho konke okwenzakala elizweni okubalisa inkokheli yelizwe. Omunye wabakhokhele ekuqoqweni kwalombuthano ngunkosikazi Trainer Ruzidzo, yena ongunobhala enhlanganisweni yeVeterans Activist Association. Unkosikazi Ruzidzo ulandise phezu kwalomkhosi ngalombuthano.
Umbuthano okhona namhla ukhokhelwe ngamaveterans bathandazela upresident owe-MDC part owe-MDC Alliance ongazi kahle, sikhulekela ukuthi azwe kahle.
U-Apostle Menas Moyo webandla lezokholo ele Wave of Grace Apostolic Mission eseHarare laye uphe imbono yakhe.
Namhlanje sinethemba lokuthi uRichard Morgan Tsvangirai wadubeka nxa yelizwe leli eZimbabwe. Namhlanje sinethemba lokuthi uzoachieva njalo uzocelebrata ubukhulu bakaNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu esemsizile ezempolisini.
Umoyo uthi lokho abakwenzayo kusekelwa ngumbhalo ukuba babothandazela inkokheli zelizwe lalapho into zimi kuhle kakhulukazi nxa zimi manzonzo. Abanye babangenela umhlangano yenkokheli ye-MDCT ebalisa umsekeli kamgcini sihlalo umnumzana Morgan Komichi omela imfakose edalele parlamende unkosikazi Paulina Mpariwa labanye kanye lamalunga emuli yakuTsvangirai ebalisa umfo wabo uManase. Abafundisi abaze kulo mkhosi bona babalisa umfundisi Casbert Makore we-Adonai Ministries, umfundisi Watson Furai, umfundisi Muroiwa, umfundisi Douglas Mambure, u-Apostle Menas Moyo, uBishop Lovemore Sithole, uBishop White, kanye laye umfundisi Lawrence Bere, onguyena obekhokhela lomthandazo. UTsvangirai nguye njalo wakhethwa ukukhokhela umanyano wamabandla ayisikhombisa athiwa yi-MDC Alliance. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Umsakazo weStudio 7 uthanda ukuthatha leli thuba lokubonga lina balaleli bethu ngokusisekela okweminyaka yonke le. Njalo sizimisele ukulethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe insuku zonke. Sithanda njalo ukulazisa ukubana sesengezelele inhlelo zethu. Sesilohlelo ngo-6:30 ekuseni phezu kwalolo oluphuma ngo-7:30 ntambama. Lilakho-ke usixhuma kusukisela ngomvulo siya ngolwesihlanu kumagagasi athi 909 medium wave laku-short wave ku-4930 13860 15460 15580 laku-6080. Lingakhohlwa njalo uhlelo lwe-live talk kusukisela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu ngo-8 PM ntambama.
Amabandla ezombusazwe asekhuthaze izizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi zivikele impumela yokhetho oluzayo ukwenqabela izehlakalo zokhetho luka-2008, kubika u-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni obuqoqwe lugatsha lwezokhetho izekhi kobulawayo namhla ukuze lwazise uZulu ngelungelo lakhe lokungaphi omunye umuntu inombolo zamaphepha atshengisa ukuba umuntu ubhalisile kuluhlu lwabavoti. Umqoqi wenhlelo zebandla le-MDCT umnumzana Abednego Bebe utshela lumhlangano ukuthi abantu bengavumi ukhetho lusebiwa umongameli Mnangagwa ngendlela abenza ngayo ngomnyaka ka-2008. Evumelana lomnumzana Bebe, umgcini sihlalo wezaphu ezansi emandebeleni umnumzana Matthew Sibanda uthi ibandla leZANU-PF lijwayele ukweba ukhetho ngendlela eziphansi njalo amanye amabandla engavumi ukuthi ukhetho ludluliselwe phambili kumbe kube lokuluphazamisayo.
thina kuhlelo le BVR la ma election olokuthi khona izano e cabinet minister kaMnangagwa ekhokhelwa uMnangagwa eplana ubana ama election adlulise ayephambili nge 3 years elandelayo asivumelani lalo sisekela iMDC la yethi khona ekuvumeli iRed ukuthi iye kuma election.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Chuma, umqeqeqeshi weGodlayo Community Development Trust, uthi ukhetho oluzayo lunika abantu ithuba lokuvota kuhle, kodwa sebesola uhlelo lwebandla elibusayo lokuthatha inombolo zwamagwaliba abantu asebebhalise ukuvota.
Ukhetho oluzayo sibona ngani lunika abantu ithuba lokuthi bakhethe amabandla abafuna ukuvotela kumbe ukwasekela. Kodwa uhlupho sizwa kuthiwa kulabantu ababonakala befosa abantu ukuthi babanike ama voter registration slips bencindezela phansi ama serial numbers okuyikho okungekho emthethweni ngoba amapolisa aselethe umlayezo ukuthi ababonakala besenza njalo bareportwe ukuze babotshwe. Njalo sabona lezeki futhi qonqosela ukuthi bazenza njalo bareportwe ukuze babotshwe. Sibona ngani khonoko ukuthi kube sesibale kunjalo asazi ukuthi bakwenza lokho befunani bejongene kodwa sibona intonyaka kungapho sikunika ithuba abantu bevote kuhle kungeladlame.
IZimbabwe iphakathi kohlelo lokubhalisa abantu ukuvota kusetshenziswa uhlelo lweBVR ukuze baphume loluhlu lwabantu abazavota. Sikhuluma nje inani lasebebhalise ukuvota seledlule kancane izigidi ezinhlanu i5 million, loba nje bekukhangelelwe ukuthi kubhalise abantu abayizigidi eziyisikhombisa. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa usethembise ukuba abamazwe angentshonalanga bazeza bazohlola ukuqhutshwa kokhetho obesokungasenziwa kuminyaka edluleyo. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 koBulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Izakhamizi zakoBulawayo zithi uhulumende kumele akhangele udaba lwenkohlakalo ngeso lokhozi ngesikhathi abaphathintambo bakahulumende beveza sobala ukuthi balenotho enganani njalo lokhu bakwenze mgceke hathi ensitha njengalokhu okuthiwa bamele bakwenze. Kubika uBathabile Masuku.
Lokhu kuvele emhlanganweni obuqoqwe izinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ezigoqela e-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, le National Youth Development Trust lezinye ezimbalwa. Izakhamuzi zikhulume kabanzi ngobandlululo kanye lobugwelegwele obubulala umhlubulo weMandebeleni, bethi kufanele uhulumende achaze ukuthi abantu abaphiwa inyanga ezintathu ukubuyisela imali abayisusa elizweni besiyayigcina ngaphandle kwelizwe ngobani njalo balethe malini. Ekhuluma emhlanganweni lo umqondisi wenhlelo zenhlanganiso yeTransparency International Zimbabwe, unkosikazi Sibone Kuhle Ncube, uthi uZulu ufisa ukuthi uhulumende ahloniphe isisekelo sombuso, kungakhethwa amasela abotshwayo, njalo kubotshwe ikakhulu amasela atshontsha imali lempahla eningi, hashi okuncane njengalokhu okwenzakalayo.
Kulesifiso sokuthi uma impela mpela uhulumende eqinisile ukuthi ubugwelebhwele kabufuni uyananzela ukuthi bulimaza njani impila kahle yoluntu lweZimbabwe, sicela ukuthi ayibambe iconstitution aqinise kube ukuthi umthetho ubanywa njengomthetho. Ukubotshwa kwabantu abalobugwelegwele, especially grand corruption, ingabi lenketho yabechabe.
Umqoqi wenhlelo ze-Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, umnumzana Thulani Mswelanto, uthi injongo yomhlangano lo ngeyokuthi izizalwane zeZimbabwe zenelise ukukhuluma imbono yazo mayelana lobugwelegwele phambi kweziphathamandla zikahulumende ukuze kuthathwe amanyathelo athizwe ngabo.
A meeting le senza namhla koBulawayo, it's one of the eqala senze ARR. I think the reason why sesi decide ukwenza ama meetings lawa ukuthi sibona abantu be complain ukuthi uhulumende lo omutsha ubopha abantu abanye abanye uyabashiya. In fact, ababotshwayo bangikhona ngabe faction leyana ekhitshwayo kamgabe yayiyi-G4. So kule worry ukuthi mangingasi sisithi sifuna ukukhipha i-corruption, then i-corruption yangkhona kumele ibe spread across all sectors and also include almost everyone.
UZulu usola kakhulu ukubotshwa kwamalunga ohlangothi olulodwa olwe G40 kuZANU-PF olwalusekela unkosikazi Grace Mugabe, kungela ngitsho oyedwa ohlangothi lweLacoste olwalusekela uMnangagwa. Imele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Umongameli wakwele Melika umnumzana Donald Trump namhla wethule amazwi yakhe emhlanganweni wezamabhizimusi oweWorld Economic Forum eDavos kwele Switzerland. Esithi ilizwe lakhe lilungele ukwenza amabhizimusi lamanye amazwe, kodwa uthe okweMelika yikho okuza kuqala. Kesizwe amazwi akhe.
We cannot have free and open trade if some countries exploit the system at the expense of others. We support free trade, but it needs to be fair and it needs to be reciprocal.
Ungeke kwaba lokukhululeka kokuthengiselana nxa abantu besenza santando. Thina sisekela ukukhululeka kwezokuthengiselana. Kumele abantu basihloniphe ngalokho. Ukuthengiselana okungelanhlonipho kwenza ukuthi singaphilisani kahle. Ilizwe lweMelika kalisuze likhangele eceleni abantu besenza santando. Kusobala ukuthi bakhona abatshontsha okulotshwe ngabanye abantu lokunye okufanayo. Wonke lokhu kwenza ukuthi kungabi lokuthengiselana kahle emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Lokhu kubhidliza amabhizimusi njalo kuphambanisa izisebenzi.
We will enforce our trade laws and restore integrity to our trading system. Only by insisting on fair and reciprocal trade can we create a system that works not just for the U.S., but for all nations. As I have said, the United States is prepared to negotiate mutually beneficial bilateral trade agreements with all countries. This will include the countries in TPP, which are very important. We have agreements with several of them already. We would consider negotiating with the rest, either individually or perhaps as a group, if it is in the interests of all.
Lawa bekungamazwi kamongameli weMelika umnumzana Donald Trump. Ulife Talk lamhlanje sixoxa ngohlelo lokubamba abangela maphepha okuhlala okusemthethweni kwele South Africa, iOperation Fiela. Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Le Studio 7 isakaza eZimbabwe, lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Inkokheli yamazwe eAfrika ithe kwaqa kwele Ethiopia lapho ehlazi yakhona indaba esiphathelane lezwekazi leAfrika phansi kwendikimba ethi ukuqeda udubo lwenkohlakalo. Umkhokheli webandla elibusayo kwele South Africa ele-ANC umnumzana Cyril Ramaphosa uzama ukususa umongameli Jacob Zuma esihlalweni, kodwa ufuna ukwenza lokho ngokuhlakanipha ukuze engacunuli abasekeli bakaZuma. Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje, umqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders uMadinda Ndlovu uthi kumele kuvuselelwe isiko ukuze iqembu leli livuke kwathu liqale njalo ukuphakamisa izicoco njengayizolo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Ekhuluma lentathile izindaba zemidlalo okwaqala selokhu eqatshwe ukuba umqeqetshi weqembu leHighlanders uMatinda uthe iqembu leli lendlela yalo elaliyilandela kudala lisadla amahabula okumele ivuselelwe ukuze liphakame njalo.
The idea is to try and get back to the correct path.
Icebo esisebenza ngalo yikuba iqembu leli libuyele endleleni eqondileyo. Siphendukise imikhuba lamasiko ethu njengeqembu leHighlanders eyokwenza izinto ngendlela ethile. Sikhangelele ikusasa yeqembu yikho sizama ukuqhuba uhlelo oluzakwenza ukuba imikhuba lamasiko eqembu kugcile impande ukuze yiloba ngubani ozaqhathwa ngemva kwami afike ehambe ngonyawo lunye.
Abalandeli beqembu leHighlanders bakhalaze kakhulu emhlanganweni oqhutshwe ekuqaleni kwanyaka enye. Bekhala ngokuba leli qembu kumele lisebenzise abadlali abasakhulayo njalo abakhulele kulo. UMatinda yena ovele ulendumela yokusebenza labafana abasacathulayo.
Been appointed to be the technical manager for Highlanders with a view to...
Ngiqhatshwe ukuba ngumqeqeshi weqembu leHighlanders ngaphiwa umlando wokulivuselela siphendukise insuku zakudala lapho elalichaya khona eziwayo. Akusoze kube lula kodwa kungumsebenzi wethu ukuphuma leqembu elizancintisa lenze abalandeli bebuye ngobuningi babo ukuzobukela enkundleni.
UMatinda yena othathe isikhundla yabesilomqeqetshi odabuka kwele Holland u-Errol Akpi usebenza ndawonye loMandla Mpofu kanye lomelusi Mabaleka Sibanda kuthi okhangela abafana nguvezi igama Dlodlo. Umqeqetshi wabo Nozinti akakazakali kodwa isiphathamandla seqembu leHighlanders uNhlanhla Dube uthe uza kuba khona ngokuhamba kwesikhathi. Iqembu leBhoso selilensuku ezimbalwa liqaliseyo amalungiselelo alo alonyaka njalo iningi labafana abakhona ngabasakhulayo ngemva kokuba lehlukane labadlali asebekhulile abagoqela uThenda Ingulube, uAllen Katsikwa, uEric Mutsingwa, uRalph Matema kanye loSimon Munawa. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwoza Friday lamhlanje sihamba legabazi emculweni wejazz. Undingo Jowa oyisizalwane sakwele Botswana kodwa othandwa kakhulu emazweni achiyeneyo agoqela eZimbabwe. Ikakhulu esigabeni sePlumtree ngoba ehlabela ngolimi lwesikhalanga. Ujowa uqale ukugxila impande njengomhlabeleli ntolontolo mpela ngeminyaka yabo 1970 ehlabela esontweni kwazokuthi ngeminyaka yabo 2000 waseqalake ukukhithiza amadlalate. Kuze kube lamhlanje selamadlalate ayisikhombisa. Abadala bathi umuntu okhona kakhulunyelwa njengedlozi. Nango uJowa.
Ngimundingo Jowa ngizala eBotswana. Ngisihlabelisa lapha ngiyaziwa kakhulu khonapha eBotswana, eSouth Africa, eZimbabwe, eChina, Sweden laseGermany ngingafika khona kodwa kaningi khonapha ekhaya kakhulu.
Uqalise nini ukuhlabela?
Ngaqalisa ngumfana omncane kakhulu ngangitshaya okungama-drums lokuncane lokufana nama-gelon tins. Ngathi ngangingazwi ingoma yitshaywa ngisemncane kakhulu ngizwi ingoma yitshaywa kuphela ngiyabeselamiselilandelela mloku tshaya njani njani. But kuthe insuku zokuzisiya ngabe sengiziyenzela la okungama-makeshift guitars okwenziwa ngama-three wires lokhona okuyisebenzisa ama-tins. Ngabe sengilokhu ngitshaya njani njani njani. Njenxa sengikhulule ngiqeda isikolo ngabe sengingena isontenye ukuthi ayi-Baptist Church khonapha abakunama-missionaries abezende-America. Ngizifundisile ukuze i-sixth string guitar kusuka lapho abelokhu inhlabela inhlabela kodwa nje lokhu inhlabela usalukazi wangikhulisa ugogo ube ngathanda abantu abathama Qatar wayinqangenza ukungamagita nqa vele kuyoluza ngithola ise chawa sephuna ngala silala phala lapha ya ngasuka ngathi njalo umfazi ngathi umfazi la yabe ngathanda ukuthi chawa magita cha ukuthi inqenza sikwangishiya abantu la ngihamba la magata la ngasalokhu ngasanandela abantu la kodwa after some time ngama 2001 as it started to music very serious ngiqala ukwenza ialbum ukuthiwa Ponda Nyama yiko lapha ngiqala ngaqalisa khona
Ponda Nyama nansoke ilingoma
Akalanga endani kamanyangwe unokumbila vula ine Bona niwe bana benyu banolala basunga mavula Bona niwe ngombe tapela Mpalone bamba
Okwamanje uJoa uphakathi kokuqoqa idlalate lakhe lesishiyagalombili elizaphuma kumaviki ambalwa alandelayo.
Isihloko sayo izayibizwa ukuthiwa ngombe zilimbili kumbe sithi ningawana ngombe zilimbili.
Ukhuluma ngani ke kuleyo ngoma?
Mana nguzi zimbichana, uyezwa?
Yebo.
Akuwizi ukikamba njalo. Jinga wana mbira iwe imane nguanangu Jinga pika tobi Jinga wana mbira iwe imane nguanangu Jinga pika tobi
Yeah, ukugqiba ingxoxo yethu umazibana ongathanda ukuba chiyela wona abantu abaseZimbabwe abakhona ngapho kwele Botswana ikakhulu ngendaba zamasiko kanye ledlalate lakho lele libuyayo
hayi ukuthi le balingwe ikalanga sibulebe takasimisa tichikukudle chende pejugwi walozi kwagwe vana bazi ukuthi banobudanga ibanenda pole
ingwenya undingo Jowa ephuma ke enkundleni ngale ethi chalibeki Tachilombe lokunyula ndingo Jowa ehlabelake kamnandi egqiba uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje yingwenya likhangeleke idlalate lakhe liyeza ekupheleni kwa linyanga lingakhuthwa ukuziqiba esosuku esikhangele ebezihamba phambili impila kahle kamongameli webandla leMDC umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai ibikwa ikusimo esibi kodwa yena uyakulandula lokhu wanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo untungameli Nkomo lila.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.